WSWD 200, somebody having problems with the radio. Anybody copy? This is WSWD 200, standing by.
Morning. WRNW 329.
ICP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
WSBT 814, mobile and monitoring.
Check, check, check. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile. WRZP 544, mobile to base. WRMZ 640. WSAG 266 monitoring.
WSBW 200.
Man, monitoring also. Anybody out there on the radio?
This is WSBW 200.
Anybody on here?
This is WSBW 200 off of the Flint Repeater 75. Anybody have a copy?
Hey, 200, this is WSAL 925. Got a copy.
Thank you, sir. We are headed to Indiana, and on a honeymoon.
Congratulations. I'm actually on the Detroit repeater right now, so have fun. I've only been married for 23 years, so it's all a honeymoon.
Thank you very much. I'll be staying in my... your name, sir?
My name is Jim.
My name is Brian. Brand new to GMRS. Just got my call sign last week, and trying to learn the lingo, and talk to meet other people. Over.
I'm also new, but I've been listening for a while, so, and I did my call sign. It's WSAL 962. I switched some numbers.
Roger that. I do that all the time. I'm going to have to write it down. I think something on gmrs.net or mygmrs.net that's something you can change your call sign. Not sure if that's true or not. Over.
I haven't tried it, but I thought it was just their login, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Your login name, you can change that, and you don't have to have your call sign.
Ah, copy that. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look into that more. Hey, nice talking to you. We are headed down 75, and going for 3 days, and hopefully have a good time. Over.
Yes, I'm from Bridgeport area originally, but I'm down here in Dearborn right now, like I said, off the Detroit repeater. But, I've got to go to a meeting in a couple minutes, so nice talking with you. And WSAL962.
WSDW200. Monitoring. Station 218. Station out there, 218. WIEG Sheboygan 8. Copy. WIEG Sheboygan 8.
WRPG 589, the station ending in 200, Ryan, I think was your name, do you copy?
Yes, I do, go ahead.
Hey, name here is Dave. I just wanted to say hello since I heard you just on there and mentioned that you got married and you're going on your honeymoon. I wanted to say congrats and God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful marriage, I know that you will, and it's just cool. I've been married 36 years. It's just awesome. So enjoy, and congrats. I won't keep you. WRPG 589.
WSWD200. Much appreciation. Been together for 7 years. Finally made the decision to do it. And very happy. Had a great wedding, and now we'll go off to Indiana and gonna have a 3-day honeymoon, and hopefully the weather is better down there than here. Over.
Yeah, you're gonna have fun either way, so it doesn't really matter. Just keep that in mind. Yeah, my wife and I, we went out for, it was years. I want to say maybe 7 or 10 years before we got married. High school sweethearts, yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. So I'm very happy for you guys. And I imagine your new wife is sitting there listening, so congrats to you as well. Hopefully you guys' cheeks still hurt from smiling so much from your wedding.
Roger that. She is smiling. Like I said, brand new to GMRS, and she likes it, and she is smiling. And actually, we knew each other back probably 25 years ago, and reconnected, and out of the blue, and made it work. Over.
Well, like I said, that's fantastic. Okay, I'll let you know. I'll let you go. Drive safe. Have a blast. God bless. WRPG 589. I'll be clear after you.
WSWD200 monitoring.
359. Congratulations. Me and my wife have been married for 43 years. And I'm on the Gear Out Wyandotte. Congratulations, and I keep driving upside down, and we'll be on site.
WSWB 200. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So far, this station and this repeater is everybody on it has been very, very nice and very helpful, and I really, really like it. Over.
About the call sign your guys are talking about, the only one can do that is the ham operators on their band. So you can't change your call sign.
You're a little unreadable there. You're saying I don't have to do my call sign?
No, I said ham operators only can do change their call sign on their own band. You can't do it on ours. It works.
I will go back over the instructions on the GMRS. I didn't quite copy you. I was told to call sign every 10 minutes if you're monitoring and at the end of the transmission.
This is WRKH527. I believe you're right on that. Every 10 minutes is the way you should go.
GMRS is 15 minutes.
Break channel. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. We're going to throw our 2 cents worth in and say congratulations on both accounts. First, your marriage and your GMRS license. That license is yours. It is not changeable. You're stuck with it. So enjoy and do travel safe and enjoy the honeymoon. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. We're monitoring the frequency.
Sheboygan, thank you very much. Much appreciated. Still trying to learn. A little confusion on the call sign, but we'll figure it out. This is WSPW 200, and I will be monitoring.
SB 200, it's all good, brother. We all started someplace, and we all learned. There's a lot of folks, like you said, on the MIH system here, and their website is a wealth of knowledge as well, MIH.sys. Wealth of knowledge, and there's plenty of folks to help you out with any questions. Again, travel safe, and congratulations to the both of you. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Copy that. I will check that out. Thank you.
This is 544. This is WIUG, VD. Roger.
WIUG 488, WIPP 544. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob. Is it raining by you? Over here it's raining very hard. Roger.
No, sir, it isn't. This morning we did have red skies. It looked like rain this morning, but we are sunshine and currently sitting at, what is it, 67 degrees currently. Roger.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, and here's raining so hard, unbelievable. And I'm stuck inside. I gotta go outside and get some a grocery, and I can. And I gotta wait till that rain stops. Anyhow, good talking to you, Bob. You take care. I'll back out of here a little bit. WIUG 488.
Roger that. I sure wish we got all the rain you folks getting this year. You guys have been slammed down there, it seems like. But we've had our fair share here last week. For 2 days, it rained pretty good. So we'll take what Mother Nature gives us, Jack. You travel safe there. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the network.
WSC 8795. Quick
break for Jack 488
if you're still there.
Station 795, go ahead. You got a little bit, you know, on the like crunchy side. Just a little bit. Not much, but you're sounding good.
It's raining a little bit, and I'm only hearing it from that 625, that Detroit receiver. But I just want to let you know real quick, buddy, this is Mike 795. My cabin is in the western part of the state. About 8 days ago on a Saturday night, I heard them on that Moline 600 receiver down in Grand Rapids. I couldn't hear your side, but I could hear the TX side. He was talking to you from all the way over in Grand Rapids.
I got exactly what you're saying. I was talking. I was on 675 and talking to Grand Rapids. It was a gentleman that was Sunday. Roger.
Yeah, I think I'm interested in the day. It was either you, I know it was a weekend. I could not hear your side of it, but they would definitely talk to Jack 488 from Rochester Hills on HT, and there's only one guy I know that fits that description. So you were making it all the way down to that mighty Moline repeater that they got down there. I checked it out. It's basically the same height as the one that's on top of the Remsen downtown, so they could talk to each other. Over.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah. We talked to Ohio. We talked to New York. New York, it was last year I talked to them once. But they were talking like for like a half hour from New York to here. Ohio almost every day. Roger.
Yeah, I noticed in Moline there that they have the RX and TX are on two different towers. TX is on a little bit higher tower. That's why I was only picking up their side and not yours. I'm headed to the doctor, so I'm gonna sign off here. I just wanna let you know, Jack, that you're hearing all over the state becoming famous. Mike, WSJ 795, I'll be honoring. Good talk to you guys. I'll
Thank you very much. Yeah, I know. I've been talking all over, but you know what? Sometimes we cannot get out. Sometimes, a lot of time, I get out. And good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WIEG 48 clear. Ryan out there?
Yes, sir.
Well, good afternoon, Brian. How you doing with this heavy rain here?
Well, I stopped at the grocery store, got wet coming out. Stopped to vote, got wet coming out of there, too. So, other than being wet, I'm doing good. How's Jack today?
I'm doing fine, but the rain has stopped me from going grocery shopping, so I'm just sitting here to wait till it stops raining, then I can go. Roger?
Yeah, well, I figured I'd do mine on the way home. When I walked in, it wasn't raining, but when I walked out, it was sure was raining, and I waited for a little bit, but it only let up a little bit, so I had to run to the truck. Roger?
Yeah, Brian, that's the way it goes. You gotta wait for it to the stop. But I don't know how long it's gonna take to stop here. It's still raining hard. And this is WIEG 48.
Well, from what I saw on my phone, it's supposed to be off and on until about 7 o'clock, and then it's supposed to lighten up. Probably. Hopefully. It'll dry up tonight. Oh, well, I have to lower the pool of water again.
That's for sure. You have to lower the water. You're right about that. And I got to go to Oak Park today at 7 o'clock. Roger?
Well, thankfully, most of my running around is tomorrow and Thursday. I got to go to the dentist and the doctor. So, it should be done raining by then. It's supposed to be cooler the next couple of days. I'm going to enjoy that, too, because once this rain stops, I'll open up the windows and air out the house. Roger?
It's the best thing to do, Brian. All right, I got to back out of here a little bit. See if that gonna rain, that gonna stop or not. I'll catch you a little bit later, and good talking to you. WIEG 48.
Enjoy your day. Be safe. WRFX 966.
WRYB 421 monitoring.
WSDZ 731 calling WSBS 311. Wondering how I'm hitting that Mount Clemens repeater.
WRJD 834. WRJD 834.
Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile, listening. WRPB 448 monitoring this channel. Well, monitoring station, have you found much traffic out here? This is WRX I212. This is station 448. Negative on the traffic flow. Again, I haven't really been on the frequency much at all. Today's the first time today. Over.
Okay, yeah, just curious. It's It's often quiet. It seemed like it had more activity a month or two ago. And then summer hit, and it seems like I hear less on it now. My name's Keith, and I'm mobile out on 696, which actually has a lot of traffic. Over.
Yeah, copy that on 696. We all know about that. Yeah, you know, I'd say there's traffic. It's just probably, you know, different times of the day. I've noticed it mostly quieter at night. Over.
Yeah, this is usually about the time of day that I'd be giving it a listen to see if anybody's around. I'm just leaving work and kind of wondered what's going on all around, you know.
Copy that. Also, my name is Kurt. I'm transmitting from base station in Groveland Township, actually line of sight with Mount Holly. Over.
Hey, that's the beauty of this network, right? We can talk, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to. That's pretty darn good distance. I just went over 75 on 696, so that's where I'm at.
Copy that. What machine are you using? Over.
Yaesu radio, and I don't remember the model number, but it's my mobile.
Yeah, I'm transmitting on a Radiodity DB40. I have multiple handhelds. I got a couple other
knock off 12 volts like a Redivis, and I got a UV254. Just a little bit of everything. Over.
Very nice. So it sounds good here. So the radiata is working for you, that's for sure. And I don't know. Let's see. What else is going on? We had heavy, heavy rain in Warren over the last couple of hours. But now driving back towards the west, where our weather usually comes from, it's dry pavement where I'm at right now on 696.
You're starting to fuzz out on me. As far as Warren goes, we got some. I grew up in that area as a little kid, Sterling Heights, and it's not really a good place to be with all that rain. Over.
Yeah, see, I'm below grade now and down in the concrete. I'll bet you my signal probably is not good. And I'll give you a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Copy that. I got you 1 through 10, and you're getting a little bit of popcorn static. You're getting out of range of the repeater you're on. Over.
Could be, that could be, yeah. So if it's too noisy, I'll clear out, but was good to make your acquaintance, Kurt. And again, my name is Keith, and every once in a while in the afternoon I run through here, so give me a try if you like. WRX-5212, listening out.
Yeah, I've got WRX, and what was the rest of your call sign?
WRX, I-2-1-2.
Copy that, and your name is Keith, and my name is Kurt, again, from Groveland Township, Michigan. Pleasure to make your contact, and I hope to speak with you very soon. I will be clear on your final WRPB 448. Over.
Okay, Kurt, 448. Very nice making your acquaintance, too. So have a good afternoon, and yeah, me too. We'll meet up some other afternoon. Idiot. No, WRX-5212, clear.
WRWY-979, good afternoon, Keith.
Is that Joe? Yeah, am I making good contact into the repeater or not so good? I'm mobile.
Well, I just heard your cue, so I thought I'd jump in briefly. But yeah, you're making a trip. Your readability is good. A little static every now and then, but you're mobile. Hey, that's the nature of the beast, right?
Okay, yeah, Kurt, let me know. I was making a pretty rough copy. Could have been where it was, too, right? Because there's all kinds of RF badlands along the way here.
Well, I should be coming through hopefully good. I'm coming through the Macomb site, GMRS, and I got a handheld in the living room here, so hopefully making the trip. I'll copy this one.
Joe, your signal's all good, no worries at all. And I'm on the 696 parking lot going 13 miles an hour, over.
Yep, well, I have to keep this radio working here. It's a handheld Bofeng GMRS. Simple little radio. Got a couple of them off the internet, ordered a while back when I got the license. And yeah, not too bad of a bargain. Two handhelds with the extended antennas, the chargers, and, battery each radio. Not too bad. Back to you.
Right, very good. Yeah, we're going the wrong direction here now. I was going 13, now I'm going 4 miles an hour. Jeepers.
I don't know if that's considered traveling. I don't know. What's the minimum speed of actually traveling or creeping? I don't know. I'll have to look that up in the dictionary.
It's spelled frustrating. F-R-U-S-T-I-N-G. Something like that. I don't know. Jeepers, creepers, this is just not good.
Keith, I think you like once in a while those dad jokes or those, you know, groaners, they call them. So I heard a while back this one dad joke shoot is about a guy that bought a thesaurus, you know, a thesaurus, I think that's how you pronounce it. He said he opened it up and all the pages were blank. He can't describe how angry he feels.
Okay. Yeah, whatever it takes. You know, the thing that this reminds me of is Gallagher, and he asked, I think, one time, why is it that we park in the driveway and we drive on the parkway anyway?
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, the one I just said, I messed up. It just said, I can't find a word. I can't find a word for how angry I am.
There's lots of words for that. Some of them you just can't say on the radio.
Yeah, I keep catching these on the internet sites. I keep catching these dad jokes. It's called the duck blind guys and the dad jokes. The guy says, where do deer go to get an ice cream cone? Of course, at the Dairy Queen.
And then if you want to have some fun, too, is dealerships. Look at Mohawk Chevrolet on YouTube. Mohawk Chevrolet on YouTube. It's pretty entertaining.
I don't know if you've seen any of the duck blind jokes there. The guys, three guys that recorded, they're in a duck blind all in the camo and telling these one-liner dad jokes on the internet, and there's some of them are so corny you can't help but laugh because they break up themselves. But some of them are pretty bad, but for the most part, it's a good lighthearted fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's better than some of the other trash that people put out and call themselves comedians, right? WRXI-212.
Well, I tell people as we all get older, I'm getting older, so I read somewhere, you know you're getting older, that you find two ways you know you're getting old. You lose your memory, and I can't seem to remember the other one.
You've told us that one before, too. And then there's others along that line I've heard, too. All right, so what do I got going on now here? We got a lane restriction there. They're cutting out at least one lane here on the 696, so that's causing all kinds of backups for merging.
Yep, WRWI-979. A duck blind joke when one guy said, he said, there's three kind of people in this world. People that can count and people that can't count.
Yeah, so we know which one that is. Okay. Very interesting, too. And then trying to think what else is going on. The radio world treating all right?
Been monitoring the radar lately, the storms that have been passing through as we speak. For the most part, you shouldn't be getting any new stuff. It looks like the radar's clearing out. And, of course, Canada's getting the leftovers of what we had here go through today.
I'm sure, because whatever went through Warren was heavy duty. Very heavy rain. Very heavy rain.
Yeah, I think Ohio and Pennsylvania are going to get hit pretty hard from... They got a lot of coloration on the radar. So I don't envy their weather. They're coming their way now, if not soon.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good at all. All right. And I don't know. Who else you talk to lately on the radio?
Well, believe it or not a lot lately, because I've been doing stuff around the home, getting things done here at the house and reorganizing, you know, general maintenance things you got to do once a month or more, let alone extra activity to clean, straighten, rearrange, you know, fix up, maintain, all that fun stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know what that looks like, too. I was thinking, you know, the Warren group is trying to put that Macomb ARPSC group back together, too. So stick close to whatever's happening with those guys.
WRWY 979. Yeah, I remember you talking about that in the first time I heard about it a while back, early in the year. Yeah, hopefully it does. It's a shame that the Macomb County doesn't have anything set up for emergency preparedness kind of thing, at least not anymore, from my knowledge. But if it does, pass it on that I'm around and willing to help in any radio way possible, physically or otherwise.
Yeah, I think the guy to talk to is Mike, NHVDZ, November 8th. Victor Delta Zulu, and he's a part of whatever it is they're trying to do there, build the group back up.
Yeah, well, if he's listening, even if he's not, he's definitely, I can sense he's definitely a decent guy. Always good to have enough of those around. But yeah, by all means, I'm glad he's able to maybe start something and get something going. Whatever capacity I can participate and help in any way, radio-wide, that'd be great.
That's why I mentioned it. So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do or not going to do. I just know they're working on something there. So, we'll see what happens. And let's see, what else is going on? Traffic is lightening up, and I'm getting back to regular speeds here, so that's nice.
Yep, sounds good. I don't know if you got your voting in today, if you got into the primaries or doing that later as you go home, but hopefully everybody got their votes in for the primary. Participate. They used to have a saying, if you don't participate, you can't complain, right?
I think that's still true. At least it seems so to me. It seems like it's still true. So, yeah, don't complain if you didn't participate. Same holds true for the ARPSC stuff, too. Don't complain if you didn't participate.
Yep, exactly. I just talked to somebody on the phone today about stuff, and said how much people in general, ham radio, participates in volunteer work to help out the community and all. And the person I was talking to was a good person and all. I just had to inform them what goes on. And behind the scenes, some stuff they don't realize, that people like ham radio operators, what they do voluntarily and for the safety and well-being of the community, which is kind of nice to be a part of that group. Back to you.
We know there's actually a lot that goes on there, but it's kind of below radar. So, and maybe that's a good thing, too, right? Yeah, I don't know. All right, traffic's picking up again, heading into 275. We got all kinds of brake lights up ahead.
Yep, WRWY 979, yeah. I don't toot my own horn or toot anybody else's horn, but I think one day the general public need to wake up and see what a groups of people, the general populace of ham radio, how they do affect, and some more than others, obviously, but with their ability, affect society and help out, volunteer work, and all the good they do. Because it's good for them to realize there's people out here not just gabbing away for the whatever, but they're actually helping a lot of the community in different functions, different events. As you know, I don't have to tell you about that.
Hey, you got me wondering, too. I'm wondering if Monroe stood up a Skywarn net today, because there were tornado watches issued for Monroe earlier today. They were canceled, but I don't think anything went through there, thank goodness.
Well, not being able to receive or hear that area, I couldn't tell you. But, yeah, it might have been activated briefly. I know over in Canada, they must have got a lot of stuff over there right now that's going from us to them, because it really perked up as it went over the water and gained more momentum, I think.
Right, there's the station ID, and mine is WRX-I212. Yeah, I'm thinking about the Canadians. I don't even think they're actively doing anything with Skywarn right now. So that's something, if they could get that going, that'd probably be good. Get some people involved in that kind of service.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising they don't have at least one through maybe the wind repeater on a Windsor. But I'm going to let you go. I just thought I'd jump in and say hello, since you're on different frequency bands, access, just to say hello and make sure mine's working. You know, you always got to check and make sure things are working. So if you need them or want to use them, you don't find out as a last-second thing. So I'll just say adios. Hope you travel good. Get home okay. And I'll say WRWY 979, going to be clear and listening out. Over to you.
All right, 979, thank you. Yep, good to hear you. And this is WRX Site 212. Clear.
Central, Zebra A10 listening.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are monitoring the frequency.
County 544, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10, Saginaw. How are you doing today?
A10, I am upright and the sun is shining. How about yourself, sir?
It was raining pretty hard up here this morning.
After that, I was in the shack most of the morning there, and early afternoon there, I was copying the old radar. Yep, dry as a bone up here, brother, so send some of that our way. Roger.
Probably within the last hour. I had to go run some errands and stuff. I was inside. for about an hour, hour and a half. It was raining when I went in and sunny when I came out. You don't hear me complaining.
Roger that. I was talking to Jack earlier, I don't know, maybe an hour, hour and a half ago. He said he was getting dumped on down there, so they've had quite a bit of rain this year, and we sure could use it up here, but we'll take what the good Lord gives us, Roger.
You're talking about Jack. His call sign eludes me at the moment, but he's down in Rochester Hills, I believe.
5 to Rochester Hills anyway. He's in Troy, I think.
Definitely. Mr. Chill, it's WIUG488 there, Jack.
Yeah,
he's
going
to dump on his side to get to the grocery store. But again, you're not missing a thing here. The channel's going to get busy, I guess, so we'll go ahead and say have a good afternoon. Travel safe. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive up here in Sheboygan County. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Roger that. Have a good one there. Be safe.
Whiskey
Sam Charlie Zebra
810
monitoring.
You guys, was very soaked in here in Rochester Hills, but now it's not, and there's no sunshine. A lot of black clouds on. And this is WIUG 488.
Yeah, we got 2.11 inches of rain over here in Sterling Heights, Jack.
Believe that. The rain was coming hard. And, you know, I said, I hope it will stop, but I think it did stop. Anyhow, I know that this is station 829, I believe. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG
88. Yes, sir. WRVG
829. WRPV 448 monitoring.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to go to WSTC 647, signing off. Bye.
All right, Pop, nice talking to you. WRVD 829 monitoring.
Enjoy your afternoon, WRZP 544.
Hey there, Bob. How you doing?
Systems go here. How about yourself?
Well, I was a little worried I might end up swimming, but fortunately, things seem to have subsided. But we got a lot of rain, and we've had a lot of rain this week. Geez, I'm not even sure how much we've had this week, but it's got to be close to 3-4 inches, something like that, anyway. And just enough to really wreak havoc with things down here. We got a lot of low-lying areas, as I'm sure you guys probably do up there, and it's just really crazy how much water there is around.
We follow it quite a bit. We have family down there. We have normal rainfall here. We are not below But we sure could use a lot of that you've got down your way. And what I hear today, got 2.1 inches of rain today. Over.
Yeah, that's correct. Two and some change, anyway. My weather station is RF-based. It's got a link to the sensor array outside, and every time I transmit with GMRS, it blows up the receiver on the weather station, so I can't look at it and give you the direct number, but it was a solid 2.1 inches, something along those lines.
Roger that. I can relate to the transmission. My range station is out in the radio shack. I'm currently out in the yard here. I got to tell you, that's a lot of rain there. Almost speechless. And, of course, all your low-lying areas, that's not good. But we sure could use some of that up here. So other than that, you're not missing anything. Beautiful day up here. 75 degrees Sunday. It is what it is, brother. Everyone's healthy. Dogs are healthy. XYL is healthy. So that's all the news that's fit to print, Roger.
Yes, sir. Copy that. Well, hopefully, the rain has abated. It looks like it moved off to the east of us on into southern Ontario there. And with a little bit of luck, we'll start to dry out now. But I'm telling you what, usually this time of year, August, my grass is so dried out, it's not growing at all. And right now it's growing just as fast as it does when it first starts in the spring. And has all summer. I've probably grown tens of feet of grass. You know, it kept them mowed down. But the water that we've gotten this year has really been something else. I imagine that the lakes are up. Over.
Roger that. All the lakes that I'm aware of, rivers and streams up at tip of the mid here at normal levels. Which is a good thing. Our main concern is vacationers that come up. They're not always conducive to be following Smokey Bear's rules there. And we've had a couple close calls up here throughout the years with a couple fires, but we've been blessed so far this year. However, we have had a rash of vehicle and motorcycle incidents and several deaths this year. I understand people are on vacation and us folks here are in your way, but yeah, people got to be more careful when they're traveling around, Roger.
Yeah, you know, the whole drinking and driving thing, it was gone for a long time, but I'm starting to see it out on the streets now, and it's not just up by you, it's everywhere. I'm not sure. They must need to crack down on it again or something, but anyway, yeah, I roger that about the chances of getting a forest fire up there. You really don't want that. We really don't need that. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Anyway, I need to finish off the work day here, so I'm going to be clear after your final. This is WRBG 829.
To that 829. I enjoyed the Q-Zone conversation. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, sir. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSC-8795, monitoring. WSC-8795, mobile and monitoring, northbound on 75. Sounds like I'm hitting that Flint repeater. Anybody out there?
WRXP-401, downtown Detroit, on the Lodge, mobile, northbound as well. You're coming in loud and clear.
I just caught 401. You are coming in loud and clear, but I just caught 401. I apologize. This is Mike 795. I'm northbound 75 at coming up to 69 here, so I'm getting close to that Flint repeater. I know that it's on a different channel than the one that's on a Rensen down there, but they're all connected with the MI-8 guys that do an incredible job. But you're coming in loud and clear.
That's a solid copy. So are you, my friend. Safe travels.
You too, and it's fun when it all works out. Have a nice day. WSCH-795, I'll be standby monitoring.
Ain't that the truth? WRXP-401 as well, standing by monitoring, over.
I knew what you meant. They used to say CQ, but we just say monitoring now. Mike 795 out. Good talking to you.
Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. This is the Flint repeater right here. Dave in Flushing.
WRZP 544, this is a Sheboygan repeater, Bob in Sheboygan County.
Bob always sounds good.
Yeah, Sheboygan, I hear all the time, the Flint repeater just works great. This WSC-8795.
WRPB-448, this is Groveland. My name is Kurt, also on the Flint repeater monitoring. Everybody's coming in loud and clear. Over.
This is Mike 795. I heard you also loud and clear. We're all talking to each other and having a good time right here at Miller Road, traveling north. Just passing underneath Miller Road as we speak.
Copy that. For reference, I am line of sight with Mount Holly for a reference point by the state park. Over.
Copy that. It's funny, I passed right by that Mount Holly and hardly heard anything. I don't know. I've got the good ocean 50 watts that I'm working on here, mobile. I just don't know. Maybe I need a little bit more gain on my antenna. But you're coming in loud and clear up here.
Thank you. Traffic's been a little sporadic today. Maybe nobody was talking while you were driving by. I get pretty good traffic usually various times of the day. Over.
Well, what's really funny is that I'm driving back and forth. Actually, my cabin is on a western portion of the state. They got a Moline repeater over near Grand Rapids. And I actually heard, I talked to Jack coming down, Jack 488 yesterday coming down. I could not hear his transmission, but I could hear the TX back to him from that Moline repeater. It's about the same height as the Rensen downtown. Everybody was coming in real strong, but it's like you say, it depends on a lot of things. A lot of you guys know more about that propagation and that tropiscopic and all that stuff. Over.
Yeah, I've had my license for a couple years now. I've been using my GMRS simplex mode mostly. Now I'm on the repeaters. I'm learning all the technical terms as well. I guess today's a really good day, and other days is missed. Over.
Well, that was literally one day that I had. I've got that Baofeng GS or GR. GM or something 21 Pro, can't remember which one it is. It's a nice little 5-watt radio that they just came out. And I, one night sitting in a cabin down by the river, which, you know, how that would be with a height disadvantage being down in a ditch. But I was able to hit a repeater up in Houghton Lake. And then that tripped one in Lewiston, and I was able to talk with even people on a node in Alpena were hearing our conversation. It was kind of fun that night. And I was literally, 90 miles away from the guy that I was talking to on a Lewiston repeater. Over.
Yeah, I've got a couple cheap little Baofeng GMRS ones too, handhelds, and they do surprisingly well on certain days, and then other days it's just hard to get out. Helps to keep the battery fully charged. Over.
It's a little bit different than the radios that I was used to. I used to radios when I was working. I'm retired now. But sometimes the HT, I can pick up TX better on the HT than I can on this 50 watt, this Ocean KG 1000 plus that I just bought.
Yeah, I've got a little Midland 15-watt with a ghost antenna in our truck, and it does okay. Obviously, the antenna's a big part of it, and the wattage is a big part of it, but it's able to transmit from Groveland Township to my wife driving around in Flint, and that was good. Over.
Well, the big star, Mr. Jack 488, I'm always talking to him, and he's using a 5-watt, I don't remember what, was a Nagoya antenna on it. And like I say, they were picking him up all the way out, and obviously through the Detroit repeater, but he's picking that one up and going all the way out to Grand Rapids. That was impressive. Over.
Yeah, I know who Jack is. His call sign is similar to mine. A couple people have gotten tripped up on that. But Jack's a great guy. Really, really nice guy to speak with. One of the first people I started talking with recently on the radio. This is WRPB 448, identifying.
WSCH795. Yeah, it's funny you said Jack is the first guy I ever talked to in the zoo, and it was on that 5-watt. I had it hooked up to an antenna, you know, my mobile here, my 3 decibel gain Motorola mount, I forget what it is, off brand. But he was the first guy that I talked to too. And that was just with the 5-watt connected to this mobile antenna. Over.
Yeah, you know, a mobile and a 5-watt is a perfect way to get started in the hobby. It won't cost you much money, and if you don't like it, you're not out a lot. Luckily, it bit me again. We played with CBs when we were all kids. This is so much better. Over.
Well, my goal is to set up a little neighborhood thing over on the west side of the state just for us. But I just got the license just about a month and a half ago, and I'm having a little bit of fun with it. You're starting to fade out just a little bit because I'm getting a little bit farther away from that Flint. Maybe I'll try to pick people up on another one. This is WSCH-795. And it was nice talking to you, and we'll free it up for somebody else. Have a good day.
Copy that. This is Kurt from Groveland Township, base station, WRPB-448. Pleasure to make your contact as well. Hope to speak soon.
As you go north, the next repeater up is Saginaw. That's 462.575. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Out.
Yeah, copy that. I'll pick you up there in Saginaw. I always pick that one up. I'll meet you when I get over that Zilwaukee Bridge. I'll call out again. WSCH 795 out. WSDH-795 mobile, saying hello to Saginaw. WSDH-795 standing by.
Thank you. I got part of what you said. I'm making sure you just wanted to keep telling me.
I couldn't hear either one of you, so I was transmitting at the same time.
Just saying, you sounded good into Flushing. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
Copy that, Flushing. You're coming along clear. I'm on the north side of the Zilwaukee Bridge now, so we're still picking each other up.
Yeah, you still have a little bit of static in there with you now, but you're still legible. You can still be heard through it. It'll probably get a little tough for you in between Saginaw and getting that next repeater from Sheboygan.
This is usually the last one I can miss before I start going across state. If you can still hear me, because I go across at US 10. But you're still coming in pretty clear.
WITV 95.
think I got the tail end of that 959. This is WFEA 624.
Requesting signal check, this is WFDA 624 mobile.
Coming in a little staticky.
Yeah, I'm just on a handset and I'm out of airborne, probably a little far from the repeater.
You say you're in Dearborn?
Yep, in Dearborn, coming off of a handset.
Then Westland off of mobile. On the 625 repeater.
Yeah, that's the one I'm hitting. First time I've been able to hit it, haven't been able to get it from my house, but I'm out and about today.
Should be able to hit it no problem from Dearborn. On a high rise downtown.
Probably doesn't help that pretty weak handset coming from my car. The metal roof probably isn't doing me any favors.
Yeah, you're plenty legible, it's just a little staticky. This is SBS 3, WSBS 386.
WSBA 624.
This is WFBG 767. 767 Monterey.
Balls, man. Big old nuts.
WSDL 938 monitoring.
WSDY 438. Listen. WSDY 438. The repeater is working good in the southeast corner of Isabella County.